Quiet Resistance. Alice Merrill's Quiet Resistance is a book to bring home to readers life as a disabled person in a Palestinian refugee camp. It gives a vivid picture of an everyday life which will be familiar to the British reader, and then it brings the reader up short with passages like this. We pass a children's playground, where families are enjoying the feeling of freedom out in the open space. It is a landscaped area on a slope with swings and roundabouts for the children and grassy banks and flat terraces, to play football or sit, and have a barbecue. There are so few open spaces like this, so it can get crowded, and it is not always as peaceful as it is today, as the soldiers have been known to tear gas it. The almost casual cruelty of the occupation is portrayed in these pages as a part of everyday life. Any reader who is not burning with indignation, and determined to help the Palestinian people, after reading this has not been paying attention. Yet, as the author says, the world governments turn a blind eye. In what other country would this happen without condemnation? The story of survival in these conditions is a story of quiet heroism. Doubly so for someone with a disability. In places, this first-class book is not an easy read, but it is a weapon in the battle for Palestinian rights. It is a weapon of quiet resistance. Derek McMillan, Worthing, Sussex.